The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 26th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. This holiday season, consumer advocates are urging many of us to consider giving gifts that don't require purchasing anything. Or if you have to purchase something, shop for something refurbished.
While Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals on electronics and other items may look appealing, Janet Dominitz with the Mass Public Interest Research Group says there are great deals on refurbished items year-round.
There's a shortage of goods and the supply chain problems, so you may well find yourself having more options for purchasing gifts by considering refurbished items. So good for the environment, good for your pocketbook, good for options.
She notes that MassPurg has two guides, one called Buy Less, Give More, that has ideas for experiences, pre-loved gifts, classes, chores and tasks, and baked goods, among other things. Another guide is called Fixed for the Holidays and gives recommendations for where to shop for refurbished items. I'm Lee Wolke reporting.
It's important to make sure the manufacturer has a track record of durability and also know what you want when you shop. CNN reports that people returning home from the Thanksgiving festivities may encounter travel delays as a series of storms crisscross the country. They report a strengthening cold front followed by another fast-moving system will impact many folks from the plains to the Midwest and even the Northeast. CNN says the second storm could bring the first measurable snowfall of the season to many cities on the East Coast. And supporters of establishing recreational marijuana in South Dakota say they're pouring all their energy into a new ballot initiative. That's after a state Supreme Court ruling this week that overturned the effort approved by voters a year ago.
The court upheld an earlier ruling that despite getting enough voter support in 2020, Amendment A wasn't constitutional because it covered too many topics surrounding marijuana. Matthew Schweik of the group South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws calls the decision flawed, but says the issue is far from over. He notes the group is circulating a petition for a similar ballot question next year.
We know we have the will of the people on our side, and we're not going to stop working until the will of the people is upheld and respected in South Dakota.
He says the new question has been rewritten to avoid any pushback that would lead to a lawsuit. The previous ballot initiative received 54% of the vote. Governor Kristi Noem has been an opponent of legalization. She directed the Highway Patrol Superintendent to pursue a lawsuit against the plan. I'm Mike Moen.
Organizers have until next spring to submit the signatures to the Secretary of State. National polling indicates a majority of Americans say marijuana should be legal for both recreational and for medical use. This is PNS. Succession is an inevitable process for farmers in Ohio. It can also be an opportunity to reimagine the land.
Vicki Hardothorn is steward to 80 acres in Ottawa County that were farmed for nearly a century. Her grandfather felt that modern agricultural practices did not account for the wildlife that depended on land used for farming. And so her mother eventually returned the land to wildlife through the Conservation Reserve Program. After her mother's recent passing, Hardothorn examined and researched the best stage for the untilled land and had a vision for regenerative practices and managing the farm specifically for habitat and biodiversity.
My biggest concern has always been, what's the next best step for the evolution of the land? How can we best help with climate change? How can we help restore the environment?
Mary Sherman reporting.
A team of New York-based filmmakers producing a documentary about reclaiming indigenous heritage. It's told through the experiences of an 18-year-old descendant of a U.S. Indian boarding school survivor.
The story centers on Koo Stevens, a top-ranking Nevada athlete who organized a run along the 50-mile escape route his great-grandfather Frank Quinn took in fleeing from the Stewart Indian boarding school to the Yerington Paiute Reservation. Remaining Native is the title of the film, which director and producer Paige Bethman, who is Mohawk and Oneida, says is named after the idea that he used his legs to preserve his identity, something that she feels many Indigenous people are struggling with.
Trying to preserve our cultural identities, our tradition, our language, because of how many obstacles the United States has put in front of Indigenous people to, like, get rid of that aspect.
I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
And finally, our Eric Tegedoff tells us to honor the Biden administration's steps toward greater ties with tribal nations. Conservation groups are calling on it to list the gray wolf as an endangered species once again.
More than 60 groups want the federal government to manage the species alongside tribal nations. The gray wolf was delisted during the Trump administration. Rain is author of The Wolf Treaty and director of the film Family, which explores the ancient connection between human beings and wolves. He says the delisting under President Donald Trump was illegal because the administration did not consult tribal nations.
People need to understand that government-to-government consultation from federal agencies to tribes is not optional. It is mandated. It is the law.
The Trump administration says protections were no longer needed because gray wolves have successfully recovered.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on interesting radio stations, and you can always find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.